And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of August 9th. Sad news, Rod Bernard, the singer of This Should Go On Forever and many other singles, born in 1940, he died on the 12th of July at age 79. Family has confirmed that it was not COVID-19 related. Also, we're just in, Wayne Fontana passed away on Friday, the 7th of August, at 74 years of age. No additional details. In other news, in 1962, Robert Zimmerman legally changed his name this week to Bob Dylan. The British music show Ready, Steady, Go debuted with co-host Dusty Springfield and a performance by Pat Boone this week in 1963. In 1972, Paul and Linda McCartney were arrested in Gothenburg, Sweden for marijuana possession. No formal charges were filed, but they did have to pay a $1,200 fine. In 1972, Elvis Presley filed for divorce from Priscilla Beaulieu. Apple Records formed this week in 1968. In 66, John Lennon apologized at a Chicago press conference for his earlier remark that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. Frankie Lyman officially split from the Teenagers this week in 1957. Pete Best auditioned for and became a Silver Beatle this week in 1962, prior to them changing their name just to The Beatles. Speaking of whom, they began their final U.S. tour this week in 1966 in Chicago at the International Amphitheater. The Jefferson Airplane performed their very first concert this week in 1965. It was at the opening of the Matrix Club in San Francisco. The first Fleetwood Mac concert took place at the National Jazz and Blues Festival in London, England, this week in 1967. Janis Joplin performed her final concert at Harvard University this week in 1970. In 71, King Curtis was stabbed to death in front of his New York City apartment. Bachman-Turner Overdrive split up this week in 1977. Carl Fizer from the Olympics was shot and killed during the riots in the Watts section of Los Angeles this week in 1965. Diana Ross gave birth to her first child, Rhonda, in 1971. Father later revealed to be the Motown Records founder, Berry Gordy Jr. Buddy Holly married Maria Elena Santiago in Lubbock, Texas, this week in 1958. A major milestone. This week in 1969, the original Woodstock Festival began its three-day run in Bethel, New York. MGM signed the Dave Clark Five to an exclusive film contract this week in 1964. Fifth Dimension received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1991. Todd Rundgren was held hostage while his Woodstock, New York house was robbed this week in 1980. Fats Domino was honored by the Recording Industry Association of America as an American music legend in 2007. In the studio this week, the Four Lads recorded Istanbul, not Constantinople, in 53. The Supremes recorded Baby Love in 64. Brenda Lee recorded Sweet Nothings in 1959. The Guess Who cut American Woman in 1969. Willie May, Big Mama Thornton, recorded the original Hound Dog this week in 1952. Bobby Darin recorded If I Were a Carpenter in 66. Johnny Horton cut North to Alaska. It was his last recording session in 1960. The Crests cut 16 Candles this week in 1958. Birthdays for you. Long list this week. Barbara Mason, 73. Bobby Hatfield from the Righteous Brothers, born in 1940. Ronnie Bennett Spector from the Ronettes is 77. Jimmy Dean, born in 28. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull, 73. Eddie Fisher, born this week in 1928, of course, married to various actresses and singers throughout his career. Who else? Eric Carmen, the lead singer from the Raspberries, is 71. Kenny Gamble, who produced many of the OJ songs, he's having a birthday turning 77. Mike Douglas was born in 1925, Joe Jones in 26, Mark Knopfler, from Dire Straits is 68. Buck Owens, born in 1929. Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family, turning 61. He was never a singer, just an actor in the show, though. Dan Fogelberg, born in 51. Jimmy McCracklin, born in 21. Dash Crofts from Seals and Crofts is 80. Steve Martin is turning 75. Larry Graham from Sly and the Family Stone and later Graham Central Station is 74. Bobby Helms, born this week in 1933. Johnny Thunder is 88. Jackie Brenston, born in 1930. Bill Pinkney from the original Drifters, born in 25. Jimmy Webb, the great songwriter, is 74. Joe Jackson is 66. David Crosby from the Byrds and Crosby, Stills and Nash is 79. Bobby Caldwell, turning 69. And Dave Baby Cortez is 72. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 9th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.